USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. Judge Brett Kavanaugh from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is President Trump's pick to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court to fill Justice Kennedy's seat now that he's retiring. Kavanaugh, who went to Yale undergrad in Yale Law, is 53 years old, married with two daughters. The president speaking at the White House in prime time.
It is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
Vice President Mike Pence in the East Room for the announcement, along with Chief of Staff John Kelly and other Republican senators. Also in attendance, the late Justice Scalia's wife, Maureen, and Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, Edwin Meese.
My body, my choice!
Her body, her choice!
Meanwhile, outside the Supreme Court, anti-abortion protesters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
The country of Turkey firing more than 18,000 state employees because of alleged ties to terrorist organizations. More now from USA's Wendy King.
A list of individuals, including nearly 9,000 police officers, more than 6,000 military personnel, and about 1,000 employees from the Justice Ministry, was published in Turkey's official gazette, stating they were dismissed for their alleged links to organizations which act against national security. But no organizations were named in the emergency decree. But government authorities have targeted sympathizers of the Kurdistan Workers Party. Turkey has fired more than 125,000 people since the failed coup, while also introducing emergency rule and placing restrictions on the media. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And turning to your money now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average futures up 63 points, the NASDAQ futures up 13, and the S&P 500 up 3. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Dozens of people killed and more missing in mudslides after heavy rain in Japan. More now from USA's Wendy King.
The rains began Thursday and continued through Sunday in many areas across western and central Japan. Most of the deaths have occurred in Hiroshima Prefecture. In rare emergency warnings, Japan's meteorological agency described landslides, rising rivers, strong winds, and lightning strikes caused by what it called historic rains. In a 24-hour period ending on Saturday, more than 22 inches of rain fell in Motoyama. 1.6 million people were evacuated from their homes, and another 3.1 million are on high alert and urged to do so. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said at an emergency center that authorities were in a race against time. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A judge ruling against a church in Michigan in a case involving pot. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill says he is pleased that the First Church of Cannabis will not be able to use marijuana as a sacrament. The Marion Superior Court ruling against the church, which had filed a lawsuit against the Attorney General's office under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. The court found the church doesn't practice a true religion, but is just a group of marijuana activists. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And I'm Robin Walensky. You're listening to USA Radio News.